And it is the lower league show, and where else to start with a team who aren't going to be in the lower leagues any longer? They are back in the Premier League. I think most football fans think that is where they belong. Of course, it's Leeds United, and to talk about them is Jack Robshaw from the Mighty Whites podcast. Jack, welcome and congratulations, I guess.
Cheers, I'm the same to you.
You know, 1990 all over again.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. It's been such a fantastic season. And as obviously with me being, I'm 30, so I've waited just over half my life for this.
No, I mean, look, absolutely. And I think it's funny, we've just said the parallels, we're both champions, there's the 1990 stuff, but also last year for both of us sort of coming so closer than in not happening. I mean, Liverpool, got to 97 points and didn't win it, but arguably had it in their own hands. For Leeds, it did feel like you'd thrown that away a little bit last year, I'm sure. And so for this year, when you're having a couple of little wobbles, it must have felt a little bit like deja vu.
Yeah, the run just after Christmas, off the top of my head, I couldn't say how many games, but I think we won 2 out of 11, I think it was. We won 5-4 away at Birmingham and we beat Millwall 3-2 at home. And both of those games, we didn't play very well. We were 2-0 down. In that run, you really did think it was starting to go again. But since then, I think the Cardiff game's the only one we've lost since that bad run. We've had a really, really good end to the season.
Yeah, and as you say, just flying towards the end there and showing kind of, what the team is about, really, and that must please you. And, it's not all been plain sailing for Leeds. Obviously, you've lost a couple of players as you've gone, players gone back on loan and things like that. But the core of the squad has obviously stayed together and, must feel fantastic for them as well, that what they've achieved.
Yeah, I think in the end, it benefited a lot of the players having that experience last year. Like, I think it really worked as a motivator for the likes of Cooper and Click and Stuart Dallas. And they seemed so determined not to let this slip again. I think that they knew, because had we not gone up this season, the team would have broke up.
Yeah.
Like, we would have definitely lost Bielsa this time. We thought we might last time, but we definitely were going to this time, and we would have lost a lot of players. So they knew that this was the chance. And all season, I really do think that we were the best team in that league for the most part. Brentford on the day are as good as anyone in that league, but they haven't been. They've had a really consistent end to the season up until last weekend, but they haven't quite been able to string together the runs of results other than this last bit to really be up there. I do think that Brentford and West Brom will follow us up though. One of them will be in playoffs, but I really do think they will. I don't rate Scott Parker highly enough as a manager. Fulham should have been in the top two without a doubt with their squad. And they just don't look that good at all.